This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that event sales coordinator Shay makes $85,000 a year. All right, on the phone this morning is Kyle from Yelm. Good morning, Kyle. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing good. It's good to hear from Yelm. I feel like Yelm slowed down a little bit here, so it's good to have you on the phone this morning. Kyle, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I'm glad to represent.
Yelm is proud, man. Yelm is proud. And by the way, we got a pair of tickets for you to go see Dustin Lynch July 14th to Lalep Amphitheater. You're going to be there, Kyle.
Awesome, man. Looking forward to it.
Nice. There you go. All you got to do is share your salary and we'll hook you up. So you are a pet product delivery driver. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like the greatest job in the world, doesn't it, guys? Unless you're not delivering it to cute puppies.
Yeah, do you see a lot of cute pets?
You know what? I work at night, so usually, I don't really see a lot of pets at, 2 a.m., but sometimes they're out there.
I feel like this should be in the Q&A section of Share Your Salary, Gabe.
Like
you jumped the gun a little bit there. But anyway, let's do this. Let's put a minute on the clock right now. Kyle, we're going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we're going to play a song. We'll think everything over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make. Then you will share your salary as a pet product delivery driver. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on your mark, get, set, Gabe, and go.
How long have you been doing this?
Just shy of 2 years.
Who do you work for?
Mud Bay.
Oh.
Wow.
How many hours a week do you work?
46 to 48.
Okay, apparently I'm the only one that doesn't know. What is Mud Bay?
The pet store.
Oh,
it's a
the
locally
pet store.
Owned pet store.
Gotcha.
Was that your question?
Yep.
Do you own a home, Kyle?
I do.
Oh, all right. So who are you delivering food to retail stores?
Yes.
How'd you get this?
Washington and Oregon.
How'd you get this job?
They put up a flyer in my trucking school and I applied and got hired.
And are you, how many days a week do you work?
Five. No, I'm sorry, four.
Oh, four? I want this guy's gig. 4 days a week and you own a home in the PNW?
Yeah, but he works 46 to 48 hours.
Yeah, there's a lot of
days. So he's jamming all those hours
doing
into 4 days.
4 tens or 4 twelves?
4 twelves.
A lot of work in there.
It varies, yeah. My shortest night's usually about 11 hours. My longest night's about 14.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're working hard. Yeah, okay. Never mind what I said. I couldn't possibly work that hard. All right. I'm a nice 5 hour a day guy.
Yeah.
I mean, really get, I get stressed.
Everyone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Hour six, I started to get a little twitchy. Like, I need to go do something.
I need to go take working. A nap.
Yeah. Woo. Look at the time. It's 10 a.m. I got to get out of here. All right. Kyle, listen. All right. If you're listening, you think you got a guess, 253-642-WOLF. That is the number.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Kyle in Yelm representing, and he is a pet product delivery driver, the PPDD. What else did we just learn about Kyle, Gabe?
He's been doing it for 2 years. He does work for Mud Bay. He works 46 to 48 hours a week, about 4 days a week. He's a homeowner. He works overnights, and he got the job because he responded to a flyer at his trucking school.
That's pretty cool that you can go get your CDL, and there's flyers right there saying, hey, here's a job for you right now. You can walk out of there with a gig. All right, Gabe, you're up first. What do you think?
I don't know. I think based on the past, like, 2 years that I've been doing this, we've talked to a lot of truck drivers that make a lot of money.
Yeah.
And especially if it's overnights, he gets overtime, he owns a home. I think it might be surprisingly higher than we think it is. So I'm going to go with Tyrone in Auburn at 95.
Okay, big money, big money. Captain Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to go just a little bit lower just because he's newer and it's like a smaller local company. So I don't think that the money is quite there. It's like a big chain and stuff like that. So I'm going to say 74, still doing well. That's from Travis in Shelton.
All right. Listen, I'm going to go with strategery here more than anything else and just go a little bit lower just because I want to win. So I'm going to go with Robert from Maple Valley at 64. Just take the low side of things. Not that I don't believe in you, Kyle, that you're making that big money, because I think Gabe's right. Truckers make money. Oh, wow. I think I just won. All right. Our guess is our 60.
I don't think so.
I don't know. That that was more like, I'm not making big money. All right, 64, 74, 95, those are our guesses, but it really doesn't matter. We all want to know how much you actually make as a PPDD, Kyle. Time to share salary.
93.
Yay! You know what's funny, Kyle, off the air, Gabe, because we always look at our texts and we all pick our guesses, you know what I mean? And Gabe is like, you know, I'm just going to go for it. I just think this is a trucker who makes big money. That's a lot of money, Kyle.
It is good money. I'm super grateful that I got in where I'm at. You know, my bay treats me well. They treat all of us well. And, yeah, super, super blessed.
There is a Mud Bay in Shoreline that we always go to, and it is awesome. Like, I like Mud Bay a lot.
Well, and I disagree with what you said, Captain Ron. You said, well, he's working local. I think he's making less. I think these local companies take better care of their employees than these big corporations, like, honestly, because you're just a number.
Well, he did say Washington and Oregon.
And it's a big district, too.
Yeah, I think it is switching. I think back in the day, like, local, you know, they didn't have as much money. But I think now you're right. Like, local supports their people.
Local's probably the way to go. Yeah. Do you feel that way, Kyle?
I do, yeah. All these major corporations that, you know, go over the road and stuff, the pay's not there. You know, they got hundreds, if not thousands, of drivers. And, you know, local.
They don't care about you. They don't care about you.
Do you get a Mud Bay discount?
Nope. I do.
Oh. All right. What is the strangest thing you've ever seen driving a truck? Because you know you're higher than most people. And remember, this is a family show.
honestly, just rude drivers is my big concern. You know, nobody thinks about us out here. You know, they cut us off. They, you know, brake check us if they're angry or whatever, having a bad morning. So that's my biggest complaint. Nobody looks out after us out here.
You could do a ride-along with the I-5 guys, and they could, like, hold up signs for you on a whiteboard.
Yeah. Shout out, I-5 commuters, Instagram.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, I've been waiting to see if I see myself on there.
I know, me too. You know, I will say I have learned that doing Share Your Salary from you guys, from truck drivers. I used to see trucks as an opportunity to merge in front of them because there's always a gap between them and the car in front. And now I've learned the inertia in a truck and stopping that truck, I don't do that anymore because I give you guys all the space you need.
And as someone who drove a manual, I learned to get behind them because they're not doing the stop and go. They're cruising along. It helps your left foot.
Better gas mileage. You can draft, too. Yeah. Draft off the trucks from behind. That's for Ricky Bobby. Shake and bake. All right, Kyle. We love you, buddy. And hold on a second. We want to make sure you got your Dustin Lynch tickets, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.